This episode of Says Who is brought to you by you. Yeah, you. You. You listening right now, because you, maybe, I guess there are a lot of you that are listening right now that are just kind of freeloading on this, but those of you that don't, those of you that support Says Who at patreon.com/says who, where every Sunday you get this all over again, most every Sunday, spoiler alert, not this Sunday. You get this all over again. You get me and Maureen doing a little thing we call the Town Watch for folks that give at the $5 or $10 a month level. That $10 a month level also gets you a sticker in the mail every month because you become a member of the Says Who Sticker Club. Tomorrow, Wednesday, I will be driving to Longmont, Colorado to pick up the March stickers, which I have traveled across 1,000 miles with a bunch of stem mares. There she is. There she is.
It's okay, Spotty.
I drove 1,000 miles with a bunch of stamped envelopes, so all I have to do is put the stickers in them. And that will happen tomorrow. And that is, if you give it the $10 a month level, you get that kind of effort from me. Because you become a member of the Says Who Sticker Club. All of this is yours at patreon.com/says who.
I would drive 1,000 miles and I would drive 1,000 more just to pick up stickers for the Patreon at the Patreon Says Who store. Ba-da-da-ba.
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 Ba-da-da-ba. I saw Dune over the weekend, so that they, you know, they have those people on that the one planet, they go hum, rum, 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 rum. You see, no, Dune, they no. go hum, rum, rum, rum,
I thought the Pretenders were in Dune. I thought that's what you were, where you were going with
hum, rum, rum, rum.
It's weird, just in the middle the Pretenders start performing.
I would like the Mongolian throat singing version of 500 miles. That's my favorite part of Dune.
Is when the Pretenders play.
Books.
Yeah.
Dan,
that was
things
it?
Are coming. Things are coming to the. I can say this. If you've okay. ordered, if you're in the United States and you've ordered Death at Morning House, doesn't matter yeah. from where, any literally Ooh, anywhere.
Okay. Okay.
Save your receipt.
Oh, all right.
Save your receipt because you will be eligible to get a special little snoocher, a little something, something that's not been announced yet. But that little pre-order present, anyone in the U.S., doesn't matter where you order from. Like, if you save your receipt, you're eligible to get the, you know, the little gift. So I'm just saying, if anyone has, if any of you good people and some of you naughty people have pre-ordered it.
What the fuck?
I don't know. Okay. I've had a really weird day, and I told you.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get to that.
I mean,
Maureen came in hot.
I came in very hot.
You came in hotter than was I've that about ever the, seen.
Was it about the hottest thing?
Yeah, that was like a Star Trek, like, hey, she's gonna blow, Captain, kind of level of hot. For sure. Well, that's handy about the whole thing about saving your receipt if you've ordered Death at Morning House, if you've bought it anywhere, at least within the United States, because that means you could go right now over to kickbezosintheballs.org, where there is a simple, easy, clickable picture of the very beautiful cover of Death at Morning House. That is our own little bookshop, and you could just order it, pre-order it, I mean, there. Boom, you could do that. And if you're ordering books on the internet, I just bought a book today, Maureen. I'm very excited about it, called There's Always This Year by Hanif Abdurraqib, who is such a good writer. It is absolutely fucking crazy how good a writer he is. And I'm very excited about his brand new book that came out today. So why don't you go ahead and order yourself that too? Boom. KickBezosInTheBalls.org. And hey, while you're buying things on the internet, you go to merch.sayswhopodcast.com, where we have a bunch of Says Who merchandise. You could go to shop.dansinker.com, where I sell three patches.
Three patch Dan.
That's me.
Dan.
Yes. You're doing good. So you sound great. You sound rested and ready.
Dan, there's a lot There's a lot of stuff.
Is there?
Do you ever just feel everything kind of come together in a point in your head where, oh, you know, I just got relaxed though because I see a little Spotty in the background.
Oh yeah, look at
because
that.
Because in my camera view, she's about 3 millimeters high. It's very weird perspective. So it definitely looks like a weird Instagram sticker that's been put in the background, but made really super tiny. You guys, everything's fine, and not only fine, it's great. I feel I came in hot. I'm not going to lie. What did it sound like when I came in?
I wish that I had recorded it because Maureen joined the little video before she had hooked anything up. And then it was just a litany of profanity for a good 3 minutes as you tried to find everything. At one point you were like, what the fuck is even happening back here? It's so dusty. God damn it. And then you're like shuffling around and then your headphones weren't working. You were like, why the fuck aren't these working? Yeah, you came in hot. You came in real hot.
I'll explain why, but I have to be upstairs in my parents' room, which is where the computer desk is. And I need to show you the madness that is this computer desk.
That was a real flashback to like 1998. Computer desk.
It's a giant hutch desk. So it's a solid wood hutch, but it's crammed full of like 9,000 folders and like definitely stuff that doesn't like, what is this even for? Where did these things come from? What is this? What are these rolls of Panasonic correction tape for a KR-R30?
That's handy.
Is that a typewriter?
I think it's either a typewriter or it's like a dot matrix printer.
Yeah, it's just
stuff. Handy that that's so quick and easily accessible. I have a question for you, Maureen Johnson.
What?
Should we start the Says Who podcast?
There are so many post-its on the edges of this computer monitor that it looks like a butterfly that could flap its wings and take off at any second. It is bananas.
I'm just thinking that since we went to all of this effort, perhaps we should start the podcast.
My desk at home is glass. I Windex it every night at the end of the night and it has nothing on it. It's like an operating table, Dan. Let's start the show. I'm very, very vulnerable right now. Welcome.
It says who? The podcast that isn't a podcast.
It's a coping strategy. Ray Johnson.
And I am Dan Sinker. We are both coming in from elsewhere.
Family houses.
I am, I'm in Janice's sister's house. And you are at your parents' house. Always a haven, a moment of respite, calm and relaxation for you. Going back to the old familial home where you can catch your breath and remember who you are.
I mean, I sure as shit remember who I am. I mean, that's definitely happening. Dan, I'm going to don't worry if I'm going to mention this, you guys, but if this subject affects you, I'm not going to go into details. So don't worry. There's nothing. I'm going to say the words domestic violence and that's it. We have a friend that's going through a situation like that and we're helping her out and it's reaching a real fever pitch right now. And I just want to say that the cops have been pretty fucking useless. But one of the things I brought with me is I ran to Best Buy yesterday and bought a bag of security system, which I'm going to go over later and install. We'll have an electrician come and hardwire the bits that need hardwiring. And then I'll just do I'll put the sensors up. I'll load the app. I'll teach her how to use it and all of that. But it's a community effort. And I'm not going through it. She is, but like, it's a team effort. That's what's important is that these things are team efforts that everybody gets involved and helps because that's the only way it happens.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, There's no other. I'm not going to get into I shouted on Twitter a little bit last night about this. I was like, and then I erased it because it wasn't useful. But I'm a little bit full of rage about that.
Okay. I think what the doctor ordered, you should maybe think about taking a nice warm shower, just calming down and some nice hot water.
Uh-huh. So
calming down, feeling the
30 minutes. Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. 30 minutes before I arrived here, I get a call from my mom. It's like the hot water heater overheated and the whole thing just shut down and there was some major malfunction. So part of the reason I'm upstairs in my parents' house is that the downstairs, there's a crew doing emergency repairs downstairs.
Perfect.
So I came into some real chaos and some other family stuff that I'm not going to get into, but let's just put it. And by came in,
you mean you arrived about an hour ago, right?
Not even, yeah. Or maybe, yeah. And I came in pretty hot. I came in medias res, as we would say, like in the middle of the action. And everything has been like phones ringing and people doing stuff. And it's just been, I came up here dragging a pile of equipment, like everything. I had to open up the suitcases in the kitchen floor and just start clawing things out. And then I came up to this desk of just 1995 madness that is this desk and tried to find places to plug in my stuff. And this is a clean house, but for some reason they're like, what if, just hear us out, what if we keep an incredibly clean house but have all the dust that would be in the house on top of all the power strips that control all this weird shit in this computer? Like, what if we really piled it in there?
Yeah.
The other day when I got stressed out,
yeah,
I got stressed out about this stuff over the weekend, and my response was to grab the vacuum and go into the bedroom and deep clean that shit.
Took care of business.
It was magical. Oscar went in the other room, and he came back when he heard me like, help, help, because I was stuck under the bed frame because I had been trying to turn the bed on its side. I had removed the mattress like the platform, and I was trying to flip the frame, but the frame is super heavy and I got stuck under it.
Yeah.
So I flipped it and I vacuumed everything. I macked all the baseboards into as much as I can into the heating, which is probably full of nightmares and rats and stuff, but you can't get in there. I filled the canister on that canister vacuum 3.5 times.
Wow.
There was no crevice I didn't get to, Dan. Every crevice. Well,
there you go.
There's no dust in that bedroom. There's no dust in there anymore, Dan. I found it. Wherever it was trying to hide, I found it. It really buried itself under the bed, but I was like, no more.
Yeah.
That carpet's getting vacuumed. So is there anything better than vacuuming when you just need? I love it.
Okay.
I love vacuuming. It's a machine that sucks up trouble, and you can watch it sucking up trouble. And then you take the trouble and you ditch it.
Yeah, I like the ditching part. I like a modern vacuum that has sort of we have one of those, like, it's a little handheld dude, but then you can attach it to like a long pole with a roller. So it works just like a regular vacuum. And the handheld dude has basically like an ejector button that you hit and then everything shoots out the bottom. I do like that part a lot.
There are basically two types of TikToks I watch. One is this guy who reacts to cooking videos called Chef Reactions, who is absolutely one of my favorites.
Okay.
People make some shit. This woman yesterday made mac and cheese using an entire barrel jug of cheese puffs as the sauce. Like, she boiled them in water and turned them to sludge. He's a chef that reacts to all of this.
Yeah.
Like, people that make nachos in a fish tank and ramen in a bathtub and all this shit. The second is cleaning.
You've spoken of your love of cleaning videos before.
I'm just like, oh, just one more. Oh, look at that. Look at that. I'm like, ooh, where can I get one of those?
I felt very proud of myself in the middle of the night last night, Maureen, because we're staying at Janice's sister's house. And it's a nice house. Small, but nice. And Spotty is here, as you saw. Spotty, who pretty much all last year had a urinary tract infection and just was falling apart entirely. I'm happy to say that she's having a better year on that tip.
But spotty.
I still feel like I have a bit of PTSD from last year's travels with her, where she was just pissing everywhere and all of that. And like we have now made it so she doesn't go on our couch and stuff like that, because last year there was just too many times where she pissed the couch. And and she will occasionally. Does your dog have dew claws?
Yes.
Yeah. So dew claws, for those of you that don't know, they are like weird vestigial limb claws that dogs have that are like partway up their leg. They play no purpose other than to be a real pain in the ass.
Get stuck on stuff.
Yeah. Our old dog, she would rip them off. And, you know, and then you'd have to get them wrapped. Spotty never rips them, but she has this superpower where they grow in perfect circles almost instantly. And so you have to keep trimming them, because they will just grow right into a loop into her skin, right? Mm. And when it begins to do that, she will start licking sort of incessantly, because imagine a sharp thing pressing into your, you know, yeah, your leg constantly. So we didn't think to check her dew claw before we left, because we only clipped it like a month ago, Maureen. And then yesterday we realized she was up on the couch and she was licking her leg, and she left a big wet spot on the leg. So thing one, I went to the hardware store, bought a pair of wire clippers, which is how I clip a dew claw, Maureen. And we got them shits clipped instantly. But we still needed a way to keep her off the couch. Now, at our house, I felt really proud of myself when I came up with this system. I went to the dollar store and bought a bunch of baskets. And so that if you want to be on the couch, you can just stack them all onto each other and slip them right under the couch, right? But then you can cover the couch and she doesn't jump up there. So I was like, I need something to cover the couch, but I don't know what. And then in the middle of the night last night, because of course she ended up on the couch again, I was like, God damn it. So I'm like walking around this house trying to figure out, what can I find? What can I use? Maureen, I am going to attempt to move this, which is going to be hairy, I think, because I want to show you my system. Do you see the couch? Can you make that out?
Yeah. It's got things on it.
Yes.
What are those?
Janice's sister is an avid tennis player, Maureen. And I found in the middle of the night her bucket of tennis ball tubes. And so I just grabbed like a half dozen tennis ball tubes and stood them up on the couch. And it worked a charm. So now there are tennis ball tubes on the couch. There are tennis ball tubes on the little one's bed. Taking care of business over here.
She's like, what the shit is that?
Yeah. She's like, come on now.
What's with these tubes?
We got a good thing going.
Why are we doing this?
But yeah. So now she's just happily gone walking into the bed that she's allowed to lick on.
Oh, girly. Yeah, Dexter's very happy to be down here. As soon as I've done this, I'll take her for a big long walk.
Yeah.
I got something exciting tonight, Dan.
What is that?
I'm part of a new organization called Authors Against Book Bans.
Well, that's awesome.
And along with Maris Kreitzman, I'm the head of the New York, Connecticut chapter.
Damn.
And it's just started, but we have a lot of work to do. And we had some issue that came up this morning that I wasn't able to talk on the phone about because I was in the car. But I was already popping off, even though we just got the jobs. But I have a training tonight about how to monitor school board elections.
Wow.
With someone who this is what they do. So yeah. I'm really excited to take this training tonight.
That's awesome.
So yeah, it's cool stuff. I got a bunch of cool trainings on monitoring school board elections and monitoring the state of book banning. And it's taking some action, Dan. It's good to have something to do.
It's good because it seems like you've had a lot of free time, a lot of idle moments. So I'm glad that you've found something finally.
Dan, wouldn't you rather have a way to be purposeful?
Oh, no, definitely.
Blind rage. So also 15 job, man. Don't you dare. Don't you very dare.
I have a lot of jobs. The funniest thing that happened on this trip so far is this podcast that I'm working on with Akilah. There's like a little side quest about a high school in Denver. And we are in Denver right now. And as we pulled into Janice's sister's house, I was like, I wonder where that high school is in relation to here. It is like a mile and a half away.
What can you say what high school it is?
Denver South High School.
Okay.
And so I went over there this morning and walked around. They were on spring break. So it's a very beautiful high school, actually. It was like built in the 20s. It's gorgeous. Has big gargoyles on the roof.
It's beautiful. I mean, well, my agent friend Kate was having a baby. She was she was in labor for so long that she was watching through all these TV shows. She started to reply to work emails in labor. And I was like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm just so bored. They gave her the prednisone 3 times.
Oh, wow.
Is it the prednisone or is it the thing to stimulate?
Let's go with it.
It's something like that. Yeah. And they gave it to her 3 times.
Man.
The first 2 did nothing. So she's you know, watching shows and answering emails and eating snacks. She's like, yeah, I've been in labor this whole time. But the view, she's in this room that's like huge, because she sent me a picture. Huge, huge room. View of the mountains outside. Like,
wow.
Like a hotel, Dan, like a beautiful hotel.
They have some nice hospitals around here. It's because everything was built like 3 minutes ago.
They have a lot of big box stores.
Yeah,
I will say that. Like,
it's there's some very beautiful old buildings, and then there's just the speed with which this area has grown means that like it is just like big box stores, every big box store you can possibly imagine, and a lot of like McMansion developments and some very nice hospitals because they keep building them every like 3 seconds.
And if you miss the store, don't worry. Drive 5 more miles and the whole series of stores will be repeated.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
The first time I went out there, I didn't know I was in how anemic I was.
Okay.
And I also wasn't aware of what altitude did.
Oh,
and I started kind of walking sideways like a crab a little bit.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa. And then I slept for 14 hours.
Yeah, the altitude will fuck you, as will the dryness. My main problem when I'm here, especially in the first few days, is like I'm just constantly drinking water.
Yeah, and,
which
that's
means,
just like the whole secret.
Yeah, which
water
means
on the
also
plane.
That I am constantly peeing. Like
right.
Just, I am always in a constant state of either peeing or needing to pee. There is no cruise. It's like there is no cruise in between that. There is purely those two states of life.
Well, Dan, I feel like this week we're bringing a new big energy. We're about
are
to
we?
Go. This is the end of March.
It sure is the end of March.
We are now tumbling like blah, 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 into April.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 like
we
that.
We sure are, just like that.
This morning we woke to the strange and horrific news that a huge cargo ship hit a bridge in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Which then collapsed.
That shit collapsed like fully
like
and completely.
It's horrific. Also, I just was like, two things. I really was like, don't worry about these two things. It's not like the door's going to blow off the airplane or like something's going to hit the bridge and it's going to fall down.
True.
It turns out like those things do happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I should feel better knowing that it can happen and that it has.
Yeah.
Or I have a lot of flights coming up, Dan. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I did change airlines because I was like, ooh, if I fly Virgin, I don't have to fly in a Boeing.
Oh, wow.
I could fly in an Airbus.
They're all Airbuses.
I think I'm going to go on the Airbus.
Yeah.
Does that sound crazy?
No, I mean, if you can do it. The trick
it was easier.
Virgin
was
flies
easier.
Like 4 places, but if you're going to those 4 places, you're set.
Yeah, I decide I'll go that way.
Yeah,
if there I have
you
to
go.
Take a if I have to take a connection, I'm gonna go that way.
Yeah, it's something. I just stared into the middle distance for a moment there.
But we're not the only ones. See what I'm doing here? See?
Yeah, I do. I'm getting it. I'm reading what you're laying down.
I mean, okay. So you're with me?
I'm with you.
Okay, great. We're not the only ones having a successful, interesting week.
Yeah. Yes, Maureen, that was well said and perfectly set up. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
For that professional segue to the news portion of the Says Who podcast. You did a great job, Maureen. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Well, yes, Maureen, whatever it was that you said, I agree. And if you'd like a little preview of what the next 9 months to, who knows, maybe 4 years of your life is going to be like, you really can't do much better than the last 24 hours of Donald Trump's life.
There we go.
First up, Maureen, Monday, that was supposed to be the day that the very first criminal trial of Donald Trump was going to get underway. That would be the New York Stormy Daniels hush money laundering case.
And but, what happened?
Well, because we discussed this last episode, because they received the prosecutors received documents from the federal government from their own investigation onto this very same stuff. They received those documents a few weeks ago. There were like 30,000 pages of them or something. And so they both the defense, who asked basically for like, hey, why not we just end this trial since we got these new documents? That seems like a sensible thing. And the prosecutors were like, well, actually, we kind of need to read these too. So we might need a little bit of a delay. But we didn't know how long of a delay until this Monday. They held a hearing instead of a trial. That hearing set a new trial date for April 15th, which is actually pretty soon.
Yeah.
It's just 3 weeks away. Trump's lawyers, of course, God love them, tried to further delay the case, saying that the DA Bragg's office had intentionally withheld these documents from them in order to make sure that the trial, you know, was happening as late as possible. So then they wanted them to delay it further. Judge Merchan was not having it, saying, quote, you're literally accusing the Manhattan DA's office and the people assigned to this case of engaging in prosecutorial misconduct and of trying to make me complicit in it, and you don't have a single citation to support that position. Which does sound like a typical Trump defense.
Yeah.
Throughout their want to delay further or to end the case sooner, and April 15th, Maureen, will be the first criminal case of Donald Trump.
It's happening.
Trump, as you might expect, dealt with it well.
Taking it well.
Getting on Truth Social in all caps, saying that the judge should recuse himself. He cannot give me a fair trial. He demanded that the trial should take place on Staten Island.
Sure.
With a new and unbiased judge.
Mm.
Ending saying these, and this is in all caps, these country-defying scoundrels and thugs have no case against me. Witch hunt.
Mm.
We're back on the witch hunts. Trial's expected to last about 6 weeks.
6 weeks. Jesus.
Yeah. So if you're talking April 15th, that means end of May, beginning of June is when that shit'll wrap.
Christ.
And that means that his first potential conviction will happen well before Election Day. Generally speaking, the Trump team's goal all along has been to delay all of these trials until after Election Day, not only because at least the federal ones, then they believe he will just pardon himself or force, you know, the Department of Justice to drop the trial or whatever, but also because even though all conventional wisdom says that the people that are backing Trump will back him no matter what, even the Trump people seem to be a little bit nervous about the idea that he might be criminally convicted and still running for president. So it was definitely a little bit of bad news for them.
Mm.
And if that was bad news, yesterday also was the deadline day for Donald Trump to come up with a $500 million appeal bond in his New York civil fraud case. Attorney General Letitia James was getting ready to seize property, to freeze assets. There were reports that he was at least considering declaring bankruptcy. There was, you know, generally the sense was this was going to leave him insolvent.
Right.
Well, There was not going to be a way for him to wiggle out of this one, I'm sure, except that that's what happened yet again.
Gotta lean back for this, Dan.
Yesterday, he wiggled out of this one when a New York appeals court decided that he only needed to pay $175 million instead of $454 million. A pretty significant reduction in that appeal bond.
That's still a lot of money.
It's still a lot of money. But they gave him 10 more days to get it together. And generally, everyone believes that he will be able to get it together. So he got some bad news in the case of the April 15th trial. He got some good news in the case of having a $500 million appeal bond reduced to $175 million. And it seemed like that would be enough. Until today, Maureen.
I don't know about this. I've been busy. What's going on?
The Trump Media and Technology Group, that is the company that runs Truth Social, finally finished its merger with a company called Digital World Acquisition Company, which meant that it got to be listed on the NASDAQ stock exchange. And today, Mr. was about to be insolvent yesterday and had to beg to get his appeal bond reduced, has added about $4 billion to his own name because the stock has jumped up over 40%.
Sure.
It's enough money that Bloomberg announced that Trump has re-entered their billionaires list of the 500 world's richest people. Mm. They estimate his net worth now at about $6.5 billion.
Great. Great.
The company, which we've talked about before, continues its extremely curious business model and success. As the New York Times reports, quote, by most traditional measures, Trump Media's valuation is inordinately high. The company took in just $3.3 million in revenue last year.
Mm.
All from advertising on Truth Social, and recorded a loss of $49 million.
Now, Dan, I have a question.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know shit about business,
mm-hmm.
despite owning one.
Yeah.
So I know a little bit. Okay, I know right. a little bit.
Yeah.
But if you take in $3.3 million
mm-hmm.
and you lose $49
million, mm-hmm.
that means that you've lost about, say, $45 million.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
So that's a negative.
Mm-hmm. That is, in fact, a negative. Yes. I mean, it's not completely unheard of in the realm of technology,
sure.
right?
But that's also $49 million and mm-hmm. not $4 billion. I guess that's another
yes,
question
that.
Mark.
So as the New York Times continues on, that means that Trump Media's market value is more than 1,000 times its estimated annual revenue. And they go on to say investors sometimes assign lofty valuations to small money-losing companies in anticipation of rapid growth or a belief that other investors will continue to bid up a company's shares for whatever reason, but typically not on this scale. Other social media companies trade at far smaller price-to-sales ratios than Trump Media. Reddit, which just went onto the NASDAQ, is around 10. So 1,000 versus 10.
Mm.
Meta, that is the company that runs Facebook, their price-to-sales ratio is 7. Snapchat is 6.
Mm.
They go on to say high-flying tech stocks like the chip makers NVIDIA and ARM trade at a price-to-sales ratio of around 25. Mm. So it's weird that there seems to be some questionable stuff happening in those stocks.
This feels like some point three quarters to the movie where the writers were had to have a turn of fortune for the baddies.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That it came right on the heels of an entire two-week window media narrative, at least, of Donald Trump is about to be broke.
Yeah.
And now
on the same day. Yeah, that's like
on the essentially the same day.
We're lowering your bill and giving you $4 billion because you know what? You've worked hard and you deserve it.
You deserve it, buddy.
You deserve it. You did a good job.
Yeah. If there is a company that deserves that kind of a debut, that company is definitely Truth Social.
Well, look, I mean, there isn't really a history, Dan, of big media type companies being overseen or bought or sold by absolute fucking billionaire lunatics. That hasn't happened. So I guess that this is kind of a first in a lot of ways.
Yep.
They've never bought things like that and tanked them or, you know, it's not at all happened.
No, we're on completely stable and good ground right now for sure.
Dan, what's going to happen?
I don't know, Maureen. But I do know this.
What do you know?
I do know that if you want to know what the next 9 months to maybe 4 years of our lives are going to feel like, this last 24 hours is telling me that it's going to feel like shit, Maureen.
We're not ready, Dan. But you know what? Maybe I am.
This is the wild part, Maureen. If anyone is ready, it's me and you.
Dan, I feel like, you ever see that scene early on in Game of Thrones where
somebody's fucking their sister? Yes.
No. Was it Darnia? The woman who's Mother of Dragons, she goes into her husband's funeral pile and like stays the night in the pyre while the fire is around her and then emerges in the morning.
Yeah.
As Mother of Dragons, because she cannot be burned by fire.
Yeah, that's you.
I don't feel like that yet.
No, but it's
definitely why I'm. It's definitely what I'm going for.
That show was just way too incesty and rapey for me.
That is why I stopped watching it.
Yeah,
that is why I couldn't do it.
Let me tell you about a television program, Maureen.
I want to hear it.
Fantastic.
Hit me.
Extraordinary. Have you seen this?
No.
Maureen Johnson.
What?
It's a British show, but it seems to be like a British show, but it's like on Hulu in the US and stuff. It is like a 30-minute show about these like 20-somethings in London. But the premise is that, before the show began, some event happened and everyone got superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
And you get those superpowers on or around your 18th birthday. And the main character is 25 and her powers have never come. And it is a delight of a show. After watching a whole bunch of very stressful shows, which we have discussed at length, this show is just fantastic. One,
is it
it's hilarious.
Funny?
Yes, it's a comedy. But it's like a comedy that has poignant moments, but all the characters are great. She lives in this flat with like a guy, his power is that he can like loop back on time. But he's kind of a slacker and doesn't quite know what he's doing with his life. And he's married to this, or not married, he's dating this woman who her superpower is she can channel dead people. And so she works for a lawyer and like they have to channel dead people to finish contracts and stuff like that. It is just a delight. Like the world that they have built and the kind of way that these powers impact the world is really, really wonderful. It's very funny. The music selection on it is really, really good. It's great. You should watch it. It's so fun. It is a really joy of a show.
Because it sounds like two of my favorite shows.
Okay.
A little bit. Umbrella Academy.
Yeah.
And Misfits.
Yeah. It is a little like that. The thing that is interesting is like that.
Is that it's everybody.
It's everybody. And it's not like a crime fighty show. In fact, the like kind of slacker boyfriend, his sort of story arc throughout the first season is that he wants to put together like a vigilante group. And so part of the fun of that is you start to see all of the really strange powers that people have. Like there's one guy who can 3D print with his ass. And another person who his power is he can turn anything into a PDF.
like anything?
Yeah. But people, you like anything. And yeah. And in addition to like a lot of people can fly and stuff like that. But it is a real joy of a show. It is, I cannot. in a time where everything is really stressful and Janice and I really needed a non-stressful show to watch, man, it's a good time.
There was a character on Misfits whose superpower was that he could control all dairy products in his mind.
One of the characters in this the vigilante group can summon fish, like summon, but can't do anything with them. He can just group, so like he interviews for this group and he just stands there for a long time with his hand shaking, and finally a fish comes shooting through the window and flops on the ground, and they're like, "Can you talk to them?" And one of my favorite things is, and I don't want to give away too many spoilers, but at one point the kind of slacker dude meets up with this guy again after their vigilante group thing doesn't work out. And the guy's like, "You know what? I'm going to Florida. I'm going to go swim with the dolphins. Finally, my powers will be good for something." And then the guy just goes, "Dolphins aren't fish, mate." And he looks so sad. Anyway, that's my recommendation. I'm so excited to recommend a piece of culture that you haven't seen.
Well, new Taskmaster is about to come out. I was almost able to buy a ticket to go see the live premiere in New York City last night.
Oh my goodness. They did like a theater.
Yeah. Really close to me too. Like I could have walked there. No problem.
How did you not get this?
Because I was busy buying a security system, taking a bunch of phone calls. Yeah, I was doing some other stuff, but it was really close. And they were all over the city. Like Greg and Alex were and they were taking pictures all over the city. And I was like, oh, they're here. They're here.
Oh, they did a live premiere with Greg and Alex in the theater?
Yeah, you could ask them questions. And
oh, man.
So
one of the former Taskmaster guests is doing a couple of nights of comedy in the U.S. Guz Khan, hilarious.
He's one of my favorites.
So good. He is playing. He's going to be in New York, Maureen Johnson, at I think the City Winery.
I know where that is. Yeah.
But he was also going to be in L.A. And the teen is a big Guz Khan fan. And I was all, dude, he's going to be where you are. But
so these are all positive things, Dan.
These are all positive
things. So on the 15th, we'll have the Trump trial to one. Oh,
yep.
The heating and air conditioning guy just drove away.
All right. You got hot water again.
Oh, big red van just drove away.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, hold on. I just need to point something out, Maureen.
What?
We've been sitting here, and I've been noticing that the notes on my screen keep jutting down a little bit. And I'm like, that's weird. So I have to keep kind of actively adjusting the scroll so that they don't move completely out of my vision. And I'm like, why is this happening? And then I finally scrolled all the way up. And Maureen Johnson, I urge you to flip over to the show notes for a second and see what's been happening.
That's
Maureen's
what that noise
computer
was.
Has just been making a six.
It was going di-di-di-di-di-di-di, and I didn't know what it was.
That's what it is. Just
I need
a lot
new
of
computer.
Sixes. Started 666, but it's going from there.
Oh. Oh, it goes on for a while.
It goes on for a long while.
I really wondered what that noise was.
Yeah, I was wondering what was wrong with my computer that the notes kept joppling down.
I need a new computer. This computer, the battery life is now about...
Oh, it's doing it again.
What is happening?
I don't know. Your computer is possessed.
It is. It does seem to be possessed. All right. If I do this, does it do it again?
Yep.
Huh. All I did was move between windows.
I don't know. Don't know what to tell you there.
I don't know what to... I don't know.
We'll just let it keep going.
My battery is now... It lasts about 20 minutes unplugged.
Yeah, my computer, it has to be plugged in all the time. I can't not have it plugged in.
Is this the year we get some new computers, Dan?
Maybe so.
New computers for Dan and Maureen?
Otherwise, my computer is actually totally fine still. But the battery issue is an issue.
It's never done this before. That's why I didn't even think about getting a new one, because it's like, it's as if it's brand new. I was like, oh, wait, it's actually several years old, and that's why the battery's going down.
Yeah, I had the realization the other day that the computer that I still think of my new computer is like 5 years old now. But
yep, same.
Look at us.
You know why? It was almost like we went through a worldwide pandemic where we lost a bunch of time.
This is sort of like that.
First,
I'm just really enjoying
trial.
Watching you type six forever.
I'm not. Is it stopping?
You stopped. Yeah.
Did it
I
stop?
Bet you'll start again, though. Yeah, it did stop.
I just hit some buttons.
Okay. Well, great job.
When in doubt, just hit some buttons.
You fixed it.
I fixed it.
Nice work.
I'm trying to say that, Dan, we have our first criminal trial on April 15th, tax day.
Oh, yeah, that is tax day. Typically, tax day has not been on the 15th lately.
Are we getting a Georgia trial?
Who knows? Hold on. Now I need to know when tax day is. Oh, it is the 15th this year. Last year, I think it was the 18th. I was very confused by that.
Side quest, Dan.
We don't yet have a date for the Georgia trial. They have been off on this long side quest about Fannie Willis and a affair that she had, or an improper relationship that she had with one of the prosecutors. And that seems to sort of be have delayed what is already a very delayed process of getting a date. I would not hold one's breath that we will be getting that trial this year.
Do you think he's going to be found guilty in New York?
We have discussed this before. The New York case
is weird.
Is the weakest of all four cases, you know, in that it's just sort of like, why isn't this being prosecuted like the very large fraud trial that just happened, right? Like, why is this not fraud in that it's, you know, it's essentially the crux of it is that these payments to Michael Cohen, which were really payments to Stormy Daniels, were not really classified correctly. And then in order to trumpet into something, into something larger, they are saying, well, if you think about it, these payments were to keep her quiet right at the very tail end of the 2016 election. So this was really sort of an illegal campaign contribution because it materially benefited the Trump campaign to not be mired in a sex scandal in October of 2020 or of 2016. Whatever year. I don't know what years are anymore, Maureen.
He didn't have a beard when this started. You should see his beard now. It's down to his ass.
And to me, and it seems like to folks that I have read, all of that feels a little bit hard to like say this is capital C crime, but versus penalties and stuff like that.
Well, then can I be the first to say, Dan, that if we these trials get bumped, that we're going to have a crazy 2025. So, yeah. And 2020, so, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think the crazy's ending anytime soon, Maureen.
No, it gets smoothed out after all this.
Does it?
Yeah, I think it's going great.
Smoothed out like when your Boeing plane finally reaches cruising altitude, that kind of smooth.
Look, this is the reality we're in. We're just going to have to improve it to the best of our ability.
Yeah.
And withstand. We appreciate. We improve. And occasionally we avoid, but we don't have to. And we've come to Maureen's mindfulness minute now. So imagine you're on a plane. You're cruising through the sky. Maybe you are right now listening to this. Hello. Now, don't worry. The door's probably not going to blow off. But if it does, take heart. Because if you see that video of the Alaska Airlines when the door blows off, nobody gets sucked immediately out of the plane.
Nope.
Although some guy's shirt does, apparently, because they were all wearing their seat belts. And so they were there and they were like, ah, but they didn't get stuck. They look remarkably calm, a lot of them. They look really
Do you
think chill.
That guy, I've never seen the video. Is he like super ripped? Like this was his whole moment, finally. You dream of it, that your shirt just magically disappears and there you are. You're ripped underneath.
Have you ever seen the Beatles movie Help?
Yeah, but a long time ago.
It's a very, very, very funny movie. But okay. There is a scene where these assassins keep trying to kill the Beatles.
Uh-huh.
And one of their, they go through a series of weird traps and it's these short, very funny scenes, and one, they're in the bathroom and they're just washing their hands, And then the assassins take control of the hair dryer, or like the hand dryer, and it just goes crazy. And I think it's Paul is like somebody, they're just drying their hands, and the dryer just starts sucking, like sucks Paul's shirt right off his body. Then the sinks explode out of the wall, and they're like clinging to the, and it's like they're flying over. And that's, it's just funny. Like the thing that's just like takes your shirt.
I feel like I've interrupted your mindfulness moment.
That's all right. 2024 is going to be full of interruptions. Don't let it get to you. Ride the wave of the interruption. The interruption is part of the discourse. Incorporate the interruption into your monologue. That's right. Achieve flow state through incorporating the interruption and making it a hidden intention.
That was very impressive.
Listen. There's a thing called the oblique strategies, which was made by Brian Eno, which are these like little weird instructions that he gave himself to make music. Mm-hmm. And you can flip through them and grab them at random and follow them. And my absolute favorite is one that just says, honor your mistakes as hidden intentions.
Yeah.
And I love it.
I buy that.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
All right.
So incorporate the interruption into the reality that you're building. It's already there and part of it. It's not a thought exercise. It's in it now. Don't worry about it. Is that a good, I think that's a good mindfulness moment.
I think that was great. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Why are these power strips so dusty?
I mean, that's between you and your family.
That's between us and God. I mean, truly, what is this stuff, Dan? What is it? I'm going to show you something.
Okay.
This. Do you see this?
Yeah. Oh, is that the Complete Idiot's Guide to the Internet? Getting on the Internet.
We made this. This is a little guidebook I wrote for my parents way back.
What?
I wrote this for them.
Oh, it's like a notebook.
Yeah, it's like a binder. And then we made a cover. It's like a fake. The quotes on it are like, click, click, and you're online. A four-year-old. Like, send an email. Read up to the minute news. Look stuff up.
Wow. That was very thoughtful of you.
Yeah, I made it a whole thing. But this is probably from, I don't know, like 2003.
Okay.
Oh boy. This is
it's amazing how the things that you're grasping and pulling down are right there.
Yeah. Let's see. Introduction, how to get online. Online, what to do and where to go. Searching the web. Let's do email.
Wow.
Troubleshooting.
Did you just say school shooting?
No, troubleshooting.
Oh, okay. It's like, wow, that was a weird chapter.
Here are some, and I wrote a list of sites you might like.
Oh, let's hear them.
Weather.com, CNN, yeah. schoolnurse.com.
Okay. Sure.
National Association of School Nurses.
Okay.
Columbia EDU, the local paper, so like local sites.
Were you at Columbia at that time?
It would have been near the end. I would have been in my thesis. It would have been, here's the test I wrote.
You made a test?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. I want to do this test with you.
I don't know. Okay. Your first assignment is to find something hidden for you on the web. Turn on your computer and go online. Go to the following page.
Oh, wow.
It's a GeoCities site.
Wait, you made like a website for them?
Yeah. And then it says, on this page, you will find a code word. When you locate the word, call me and tell me what it is.
Oh my God, Maureen Johnson.
The second one is, I have sent you an email entitled Homework Assignment 2. Reply to it using the reply button. Send a note using the email address provided in this book. Use a new message button. The subject line of this note should read, I am a computer whiz.
Oh my God.
The master challenge.
This is amazing.
You must find information using the web. I have picked things you could never ever know but are not hard to find out. Here are the three questions I asked them to
get the answer
to.
All right, I'm in.
There's a musical group called the Beastie Boys. They released an album in 1998 with a two-word title. The title of the album is Hello Blank. What is the second word?
Nasty. I didn't even need to look that up.
What is the scientific name of the Colombian black spider monkey?
Wow. All right.
And Colombian. And what year was the Charlie Chaplin film City of Lights made? And then if you pass, there is a prize for you at the end of the book.
Oh, I'm excited. Just wait. Colombian spider monkey. It is the scientific name is Ateles Fusciceps referentis.
I did a good job. And I said, if they did all this stuff, they got a prize. And there is an envelope.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm looking up City Lights movie. Chaplin. Let's see. 1931.
Okay. Here's the prize envelope that was opened.
Yeah. Is there still a prize in there? It's a little yellow ribbon.
That says Computer Whiz. And it's made out to Mom.
That ribbon is hot.
Yeah.
That ribbon is sweet. That's like one of those participant ribbons that you get.
Yes, but it says Computer Whiz.
That was exciting, Maureen.
We did a lot to make. I remember this was hard work.
I was just like, it's the internet. You can get on it if you want.
Yeah, I mean, this whole book is laid out. It's got graphics. It's got jokes in it. Like, it's all, like, we did actual layout on this.
That's impressive. Well, you know what else is impressive? That Says Who is made possible by you through your support of our Patreon at patreon.com/sayswho, our Patreon, where pretty much every Sunday, except this next one, you get me and Maureen all over again doing the Town Watch if you give it the $5 or $10 a month level. Our theme music is performed by Ted Leo. Our logo was designed by Darth. You can contact us at Says Who Podcast on Threads or at Says Who at omfg.town on Mastodon. You can email us at hey, that is H-E-Y at sayswhopodcast.com. You can join the discussion on Facebook at /group/SaysWhovians. Our Facebook group is moderated by Janice Dillard. If you want to join the fan-run Discord server, you can always go to tinyurl.com/sayswhodiscord. Spread the word, subscribe, please leave stars and reviews on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever it is that you listen. And you can join us next Wednesday, April 3rd. It's April next Wednesday for our very next episode. From Janice's sister's house in Denver, Colorado, I am Dan Sinker.
Dan, Maureen did I ever
left.
Tell you?
She's not even I just looked at the screen and Maureen is you
I was
were
picking up pages.
Off, and then you were down on the ground.
This is a really well-written and funny book. I forget that I'm a writer. When I was bored in certain classes when I was a kid in middle school, I used to spend the time, and I used to love this. I would be in class writing workbooks for myself with little characters that would teach you.
Wow.
Like they all had a little, and I've developed a character for this book. He's called Little Oog and he's a caveman. We just took a picture of Captain Caveman.
Okay. Yeah.
And he's the author of the book.
All right.
And you see him come up and give you tips.
Wow.
There's a fake bio for him in the front.
Maureen, you could have sold this book back in the day.
It was a whole like Little Oog says, don't panic about these many toolbars. What may seem overwhelming. We laid everything out so you could just see everything that you need.
So what era of the web was this? What web browser were you telling
Netscape.
Them to use? Oh, wow. So this was old.
Netscape, yeah. I made a fake email address for him so you could write to Little Oog if you had questions.
Wow. There you go.
Sometimes when I do a thing, Dan.
Yeah, you do it.
Realize I did all of this for my mom.
Yeah, that seems like a lot, but I'm telling very you, thoughtful.
The best book I ever wrote was a comedy adventure book that I wrote for my boyfriend.
Okay. But it
was an actual written book, but I turned everyone we knew into like fairy tale characters and incorporated real world events, and I wrote a chapter a day, and it was amazing. And then it had at one point a separate. It opened up a door into a separate like sitcom because one of the characters complained that they didn't get like a feature. So like another story opened up in the middle and they got like a little featurette that was exactly what they want. It was the funniest thing I've ever written, Dan. I
you
will
know,
always be. It's that kind of thing.
All of this just reminds me that I think you might have a pantomime opening soon.
It happened.
What? How did this... How have you not told us about the pantomime?
It happened.
It happened?
Yep, happened over the weekend.
Hold on just a second, Maureen Johnson. We were on this pantomime journey with you.
I forgot.
From day one, we're there. We're rooting for you. We're hearing you talk through the outlines. We were there the moment that the director fell through and it suddenly seemed like perhaps you would be the person that's in doing the direction.
That was never going to happen.
And now here it is. Oh, you forgot.
There's a full video on YouTube. And I can put that and I can put that in the Facebook group.
Yeah, you better.
Now, the first part, the audio is a little bad and it gets better in this. They move the microphone for the second part.
Sure.
What makes it funny are like there's a lot of little kids, like they get lost. Like a horse has to dance for a full 2 minutes because these little two kids forgot what they were doing and like never showed up. And then finally they did. There's a lot of that. They forget stuff and then props get thrown on and it's pretty funny.
Wow.
So I will, if you can,
when
it's a
did
little
it
hard.
Happen?
Friday night and Saturday afternoon.
Just now?
Yeah. Happened like 2 days ago.
Man.
It was, I saw it apparently in person. It was laugh out loud funny, but it was because it's little kids dressed as like detectives and making mistakes.
Amazing.
And singing really complicated songs that I wrote for them.
Well, now I have that to look forward to, so thank you.
So I'll pop that into the Facebook group for you guys if you want to give it a watch. I need to write an article about it. Do you know anyone that... I have to find a place probably in England that would want this article.
You should definitely write it. Like, write it for The Guardian or something.
Yeah, I'll see if I can do that because it's pretty funny. And the photos are great. They're so fucking funny. Dan,
well,
it has been a whirlwind.
Note.
I've been riding the wind.
It's time for you
like
to
a weird wind.
Time for you to sign off.
I'm riding the weird wind, Dan.
The weird wind.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I do know what
just
you mean.
Just incorporate the interruption, ride the weird wind.
I love it.
We're and all together on this weird. Because I'm telling you what, people, says Uvia, we're going into April now.
Yeah.
2024 has been, it's that quiet, like you're right on the beach before the hurricane goes in and all of a sudden you see the water kind of draw back.
Yeah.
We've been watching the water draw back, you guys. Now it's time to hand crank those radios. Because it's go time, show time, blow time. You know what I'm saying? By the way, quick shout out to whoever's running Joe Biden's media. Because I will say, Donald Trump gave himself some weird award this week. And he put a big Trump social post and was like, I am being awarded like the Donald Trump award at the Donald Trump golf course.
Yeah.
And then the official Biden account took a picture of it and said, great job, Donald. Quite an accomplishment. And I was like,
it was pretty funny.
That's pretty funny.
It was.
That's my man right there.
Oh, no. Oh,
go
man.
Low,
we
go
were
slow,
so
go blow, Joe, go. I'm ready to reap the wind. You know what I mean? I'm riding it. Ride the wind with me.
Okay.
And my man's got wind. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
That's right. I love it.
Okay.
Blow a little towards the shoe.
Ugh. That's so gross.
You know what? You know he's with those ice cream cones. It's summertime's coming. He's going to have those ice cream cones. We'll hear more stories about corn pop. Swimming.
Remember when... he was advised just a few weeks ago to stand there in an ice cream store eating a very large cone of ice cream, explaining how there was going to be a ceasefire in a matter of days in Israel.
Mm.
That didn't happen.
No, that didn't happen. Well, the ice cream part did.
The ice cream part definitely happened.
That happened.
The ceasefire part didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
At the time, it was like, well, this is a poorly advised piece of campaign poor decision making. Now he was with full confidence being like, oh yeah, it's happening this weekend. Well, it's happening maybe Sunday. Maybe it's happening on Monday. And while slarping his ice cream down. the whole
time.
Yeah,
when it doesn't happen, I guess you're like, well, what did you think?
Now you just look like a full-on dumbass.
I think it, yeah. Look, Dan, a ceasefire would have been great.
Yeah, it would have been handy.
Would have been something. Been nice. Yeah. Would have been really...
But you know, it was pretty great, that ice cream.
I'm going to make ice cream this summer, Dan.
Okay.
I was gifted for Christmas an ice cream maker and an ice cream cookbook full of flavors.
Yeah.
You come to my house, Dan, I'm going to make you any flavor you want.
Yeah.
That There's some great. Good flavors in this book. Like, they are absolutely bananas flavors. Like, they are just... I'll make you guys, you come to my house, I'm going to make you ice cream. I'm going to make you ice cream. Any flavor you want. I'm going to make a Sezhuvian flavor.
Ooh.
It'll It'll be full of mistakes.
Well, on that note.
Eat the mistake.
From Janice's sister's house's kitchen in Denver, Colorado, I am Dan Sinker.
And from the internet in 1995, I'm Maureen Johnson.
And this has been Says Who.
Ooh, I'm a dusty ghost from the area where the power outlets are.
Probably hasn't been dusted since the 90s.
That's original 1995 dust. Yeah. That's vintage shit.
You can tell.